Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Into the Wild, where we are looking at how God brings his people from bondage into freedom and through the life of Moses. And at this point in the story, what has happened is that through some miraculous events that God had done down in Egypt, the people of Israel have been freed from their slavery. They are up into kind of the wilderness. They have crossed over the Red Sea. All this from a people group that really don't know God that well. So God is revealing himself through all these incredible things that he's done, the 10 plagues, crossing the Red Sea, and now he's providing bread from heaven miraculously every day so that they can eat. Now comes a point in time where they're up against a place where God has provided this land for them, which is present-day Israel. The people select 12 spies, one person from each of the tribes of Israel, to go up into the land. They go into the land for 40 days, and during that time, they're looking for produce. They're looking for, you know, livestock. They're looking for the people groups. And they come back at the end of 40 days, and they give the report to the people. So you can imagine, everyone's really excited. They're waiting to hear this kind of land that God is providing for them. And they share the report that there's incredible produce. They bring back samples of it. But they say also that there are inhabitants in the land, and they are strong people groups, some with fortified cities. And they tell that story, and they explain that this will not be an easy task. Well, 10 of the 12 spies literally say, "We can't do this. We'll never be able to take them. We should not go up into the land." But two of the spies, Caleb and Joshua, they say, "No, we should go." Caleb specifically stands up and says, no, we can do this. We should go up and occupy the land. God is with us. But like any time, you know, that people are trying to boldly follow God, there's always an opposition. And I tell you what, those 10 spies and the people that started kind of grumbling, they literally were saying, "There's no way we can go." And it started to create an uproar to the point where they are literally saying, "Let's stone Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb. Let's pick a new leader and let's go back to Egypt. Why would God bring us up here to die by the sword in this new land?" I mean, can you imagine, after all that God has done to bring them into this point, they have just complete disobedience. And then God shows up in the glory cloud, and he's angry. You know, he tells Moses, "I'm ready to be done with the whole people. Let's start over." And Moses, you know, goes back and forth in prayer and intercedes on their behalf. And God says, okay, they are missing out on this opportunity. The entire generation will die in the desert. For 40 years, they're going to wander. 1 year for every day that they were up in that land to spy it out. Everyone who's 20 years and older are going to miss out on the opportunity that God has presented to them. Only Joshua and Caleb are going to enter the land, and those who are younger than 20. I mean, can you imagine the scenario? The interesting thing, though, I think that you and I deal with these opportunities all the time. We maybe don't realize it. Where God is asking us to follow him, to trust in him, to listen to his commands. I mean, have you ever had a moment where you feel like you've missed out on an opportunity that God might have had for you? Whether it be an opportunity to share the gospel, maybe an opportunity to let go of a relationship that you shouldn't have had in your life, or maybe an opportunity to trust him with your money, with your job, with things that, you know, you just know, man, I've got to let go of these things. And it's so hard for us to, you know, to follow God. You see, God requires a boldness that is rooted in trusting him and who he is. That's what Caleb and Joshua saw. They looked at the opportunity and said, "We can do this." Not because they could do it, because they believed that God was giving them the land and that God would be with them. You know, I think in my life, I can think of moments where I've made decisions in a moment that have cost me for years. I think God wants to protect us from those. He wants us to obey him. He has opportunities waiting for us to experience him and in his blessing. I just want to ask you right now, are there things in your life where you just know that God is asking you to follow him? Are there moments when you just sense the Holy Spirit prompting you to obey? I'm just going to ask you right now just to take a minute with God and talk to him about that. Ask him to open your eyes and open your heart to understand and sense those times when God is, you know, is giving us a command. Given you a command. And just talk to him and say, "God, help me to lay down my life, to trust you with a boldness that is rooted in who you are, God. God, I don't want to miss out on any opportunity you have for me. God, I pray that I'll experience you as I follow you. God, God, help me to follow you with a boldness of faith. Well, I hope that's been an encouragement to you. Have a great day. Take care.